Hello, Miss Cromley speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Janet. It's Michael from the property on Watson Street. Do you have a few seconds to talk?
33 Watson Street. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Hello again, Mr. Jones. How can I help you?
Well, I just got a letter in the mail, and it seems that I've lost basically my entire deposit. The original deposit was $2,000, and I'm only getting $200 back. Frankly, I'm shocked.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Jones, but we did discuss the damage at the meeting a few weeks ago.
I know, but seriously? It says here that you paid $500 for mold removal. How is that even possible? I could have cleaned that myself in about 15 minutes.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Mr. Jones, but mold removal can be very expensive because some types of mold are quite dangerous and require specialists to deal with.
Sure, but I mean, $500? That is crazy. And it says here that it costs $300 to clean the dishwasher, the oven, and the stove. There is no way it should cost that much. And the dishwasher was clean when I moved out.
Well, did you take pictures of it, Mr. Jones?
What? No, why would I take pictures of a clean dishwasher?
Well, I'm afraid if you don't have proof, there's nothing I can do. According to our notes, the dishwasher was dirty.
This is ridiculous. $300 to clean a stove and a dishwasher?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Jones.
And $400 just to paint the ceiling in the kitchen? I'm sorry, but this is insane.
Well, we didn't just repaint the kitchen ceiling. We repainted the ceilings in the whole apartment.
And you charged me for the whole thing? Look, if you had just repainted the kitchen ceiling, I would understand that, but the whole apartment?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Jones. The new tenant said he could see the difference between the new paint and the old paint, so we decided to repaint the whole ceiling. Just made sense.
This is crazy. I left that apartment in good condition. I'll be speaking to my lawyer about this.
Feel free, Mr. Jones. Have a nice day.